How good are you at helping others? I'm Chaplain Tom of the Syracuse Rescue Mission, inviting you to join me for a seat at the curb. I would say that I'm the kind of person that enjoys being taken care of, especially when I'm not feeling well. Can you get me something to drink? Could you get me a pillow? Would you get me my medicine? Fortunately, I have a very understanding wife. But recently, something very perplexing happened. She got sick. Oh no, what do I do? Well, the Bible is always quick to help in our times of perplexity. I was reminded of Jesus' words to his disciples in Matthew chapter 20. Jesus called them together and said, "Whoever wants to become great among you must be your servant, and whoever wants to be first must be your slave." Now here's the real kicker. Jesus says, "Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." Jesus set his life as an example, to be a servant, not to be served. The answer to my dilemma was simple: serve my wife, help her, get her what she needs, care for her, empty the dishwasher, make her something to eat, bring her medicine, act like Jesus. Here at the Rescue Mission, life is all about serving our clients, whether they appreciate it or not. It can be as profound as praying with them or as practical as helping them with their phone. We take a seat at the curb and serve them, just like Jesus. Who in your life is God calling you to be like Jesus and serve? It could make their day or change their life. Will you take a seat at the curb with our clients? Ask your pastor to invite one of our chaplains to come speak at your church about the Rescue Mission, or if they like, deliver a Bible-centered message. To discover how, go to rescuemissionalliance.org/spiritual-life. That's rescuemissionalliance.org/spiritual-life.